8. The Duke of Eastshire's Headquarters, Michael Burg, Duchy of Eastshire, Kingdom of Chisholm. If he'd still been a flesh-and-blood human being, Merlin Athrawus reflected, as his most recent remount trotted briskly along under him, he'd really be getting tired of this particular exercise. Or of making this particular trip, at any rate. The city of Michaelburg had been built by Charlian's father, King Salus. It lay just under 150 miles north of Cerraith, on the narrow neck of land between Lake Morgan and Cherry Bay, and it had been intended from the outset as a fortress city. The three true keys to King Salus's success in breaking the power of the nobles who had marginalized his father and grandfather had been, first, the royal army, which had been commanded by his brother-in-law, the Duke of Halbrook Hollow; second, the crown's alliance with the commons, which had been arranged and orchestrated by his boyhood friend, Maroc Sandiers, Baron Green Mountain; and third, geography. Well, geography coupled with more of Green Mountain's astute diplomacy. Green Mountain had been very careful to enlist the support of the Duke of Lakeshore, the Duke of Broken Rock, and the Earl of Helena, although he'd had to do rather more dragon trading than he'd really liked, especially in Broken Rock's case. Coupled with the fervent support of the Free City of Port Charles, which had been renamed Port Royal by its citizens as a token of its enthusiasm for the crown, their backing had given Salus, who was himself the Duke of Cerraith, a solid territorial base of his own. Protected by Lake Morgan and Lake Megan to the west, and by the sea to the east and south, he had commanded the kingdom's best ports and most productive artisans, which had constituted a major advantage over his fractious, internally bickering opposition. Michaelburg had been built on the territory of the then Duke of Eastshire, who had not been one of Salus's greater admirers, to protect that advantage. It had been designed to keep Eastshire on his own side of Lake Morgan, thus freeing Salus to concentrate on the more dangerous, broader approaches across the duchies of Lakeshore and Windshore. And the king had been careful to extend his control gradually, working westward, without ever uncovering his back. The old Duke of Eastshire had been considerate enough to get himself killed in battle before producing an heir of his own body. At that point, the title had passed to a collateral line, and the new duke, the current duke's father, recognizing which way the wind was setting, had become one of the crown's loyal adherents. Despite that, Salus had kept the walls of Michaelburg in excellent repair, and Charlian had followed suit. Of course, Charlian had also completed her father's plans for Lake Morgan and Lake Megan, linking Lake Morgan to Cherry Bay by way of the King Salus Canal and Lake Megan to Lake Morgan via the Edmund Canal. The canals had stimulated the economy of the area around Cerraith still further, and it was no coincidence that the King Salus Canal had been placed in a perfect location for Michaelburg to protect. Michaelburg's proximity to Cherry Bay and to Lake Morgan gave it excellent waterborne communications, which had made it a logical place for the present Duke of Eastshire to go about organizing the new imperial army. It was also connected to Cerraith by a carefully maintained high road, and, as a member of Emperor Caleb's personal guard, Captain Athrawus had priority for fresh horses from the posting stations the crown maintained along the way. All of which meant he could make the journey between the two cities by horseback in about 2 of Safehold's long days. If he pushed the pace a bit, he could have made the same trip in a day and a half, or even a little less.
"Of course, if I were able to use the skimmer, I could make it in about 10 minutes, couldn't I?"
he reflected dryly, as he, finally, saw the walls of Michaelburg rising before him. He grimaced only half-humorously at the thought. "At least it's not as if the time is wasted," he reminded himself. Nemu Albin had been an indifferent equestrienne at best. She'd learned to ride, more or less, as a little girl, only because her wealthy father, himself a world-class polo player, had insisted. Her own interests had lain elsewhere, a point which had obviously perplexed her father, who had been firmly convinced that every girl child ever born idolized horses. Maybe every other girl child ever born had, but Nemu had been much more interested in sailboats. As a consequence, however, Merlin Athrawus's riding skills had been less than stellar as well. Fortunately, the preferred style on Safehold was what had been called Western style, in remarkably disapproving tones, by young Nemu's riding instructors. Also fortunately, Merlin had a Pika's reactions, strength, and ability to literally program his artificial body with muscle memory skills. With those advantages, his performance on horseback had improved dramatically, which had been fortunate for his Sajin's reputation. By now, Merlin was capable of setting himself on autopilot, once he climbed into the saddle and performing there with a polished skill few breathing humans could have bettered. In fact, with the situational awareness provided by his artificially enhanced senses and the reaction speed provided by his fiber-optic nervous system, he could readily afford to multitask during the lengthy rides between Chiraeth and Michaelberg, which gave him the opportunity to catch up on some of the unending data dumps coming to him from Owl's remotes. That was precisely what he'd been doing ever since he'd left the palace, and as usually happened when he had uninterrupted opportunities to examine the data, he'd discovered a few previously unsuspected alligators crawling out of the swamp. Most of those alligators had not yet reached the potentially disastrous stage, but at least one of them was likely to lead to an interesting conversation with Archbishop Michael. "Under the circumstances, I think I'd better postpone that until I can get home and have it in person, though." That reflection carried Merlin and his present mount to Michael's Bridge, the largest of the three drawbridges across the King Salis Canal. Iron-shod hooves sounded with a dull hollowness on the bridge's timbers, and Merlin shifted mental gears as he shook himself fully back into the moment. Conversations with Stainer could wait until he got back to Chiraeth. The one he was here to have with Duke Eastshare was likely to prove quite interesting enough to be going on with.